Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Dalad, and Shabbos daf Nun Dalad Ma'alef. What we're going to talk about today is the sugya of Davar She'enu Miskaven regarding Kilayim specifically, not the sugya of Davar She'enu Miskaven in general, as it pertains to Hilcha Shabbos and Sikresha and the like that we have to talk about at a different time, but specifically related to Shatnez and Kilayim, because the Mishnah says here on daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph. Regarding issues of animals. As we know, this parak is Bameh Behema. What can an animal wear outside and what can an animal not? So the Mishnah says, Lo yikshur gmalim zeba zeva yimshoch. One shouldn't put camels, one connected to the other one, and lead them like in a line and take them on Shabbos. Why? Because the Mishnah Gemara says it looks like you're leading them to the shuk, which is not something that you're supposed to be doing on Shabbos. But you could put, instead of having one camel tied to the next camel, tied to the next camel, all in a line, you could take the ropes of all the camels and hold them in your hand. Ubilvad shelo yichroch, as long as you don't wrap the ropes around your hand. When you have all the ropes in your hand from the camels, you can't wrap them all around your hand. Why is that? Why are you allowed to take them into your hand but not rope them around? So that's what Gemara asks. Amar Rashi, lo shano el inyan kilayim. The problem is a kilayim issue. When you wrap them around your hand. What kilayim? So kilayim demai. Ilema kilayim de adam. Is it kilayim of adam? Meaning, we know there's an issur of kilay behema. We know the five types of kilayim. Kilay zroim, kilay kerem of the vineyard, kilai behema, two types, cross-breeding and cross-working animals, and kilai begadim, what we call shatnez. So the Gemara says, why are you not allowed to take the ropes? Is it because it's like kilai adam, meaning it's like you and the animal are being led together? No, vatnan. The Mishnah says, in kilayim adam mutarim kulam, lachosh v'limshoch. There's no issue of kilai adam when it comes to cross-working with an animal. So that can't be. El kilayim de chavalim. It must be the kilayim of the ropes themselves. Rashi, sheyesh bahen chevle tsemer v'chevle pishtan. You might have woolen and linen ropes. V'chi karech luhu, and when you wrap them together, havi kilayim, they are kilayim together. V'yado mischamemes ba'achizasan. And my hand gets warm and gets pleasure, hanos levisha, as it's called, hanos levisha from my holding the ropes. V'ka savar, and Rashi adds, davar she'eno miskavein, usser. Davar she'eno miskavein, it is usser, and therefore this is usser because this Gemara is like, what's Rashi saying? Like Rabbi Yehuda, pashtus. Right, we know the machlokes all over Masechah Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds davar she'eno miskavein is mutter. The classic case we had earlier in the Chafs, Gora Adam, Mita, Kise Mita Vesafsal, machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But Rashi says here, this Gemara is assuming davar she'eno miskavein usser, and therefore you cannot put all the ropes in your hand because it might be kilayim. We'll get back to that point in a second. But first, the Ritva comments, isn't rope hard? What kind of hana are you getting? You know, rope is hard. Kilayim has to be hanas levisha. You have to get some pleasure. So he asked the Ritva, v'chavam kashimein. V'lefichach arminim b'yoma, that's why it says, in yoma daf samach tes, big de kuna kashim heim, and therefore, right, the issues of kilayim in big de kahuna, l'fichach konim nosim osam tachas marash osav. He said, sleep on it at night. V'yarminim b'yantif, in mesechas beitza, hainam tagarda, denar sharia, anything that's hard, that doesn't give an os levisha, is going to be mutter. So aren't ropes hard? So the Ritva has two answers. V'yesh lomar, maybe not. V'zimnen di'ika chavalim, Rachin, Shayadim Mischamos, but sometimes there are softer ropes. Okay. Verizal Omer, but then he quotes from the Re, Techiamrinan, Beged Kasha, Ein Bo Mishum Kilayim. When we say a hard garment, there's no Isser of Kilayim, Hani Mili Bahatsa Tachtav. Shehu Isser of the Drabanan, Ubekashin Logazu. There's an Isser to wear Kilayim, to have a Kilayim on you, Kilay Begadim. What about sitting on Kilayim? What if there's a carpet that's very hard, and I sit on it? So is there kilayim under me? Right? If it's a soft carpet that maybe my leg seeps into and the parts of the carpet go up my leg, then there's something to talk about. But what if it's hard? So says Tosfos, says the Ritva, the name of the Ri, buy a hard beged. So if it's under you, so then there's no kilayim because the whole issue of sitting on kilayim is only drabanan and they weren't gozer by hard. Avol gabi ha'alah. But if it's on top of you, shuiser Torah, afilu dram kashim asurim. It is hard, but it's still going to be usur to wear those kilayim. Probably drabanan. probably Drabanan, which then it gets into the issue here, that is this an issue Drabanan that we're talking of? And we'll make an Xera, is this a Xera, Lixera? Xera, you might come to do this, and it might lead to something else. Okay, we're not going to focus on that detail right now. But the Mishnah Gemara says that this is an issue of Kelayim, and the Ritva explains how. So again, Rashi says this is an issue because Darvish Shein Miskavin is Osir. This is a problem. Because what are we paskin? Darvish Shein Miskavin Mutter. We paskin Act A, which may or might may not lead to Act B, which is a malacha, is Mutter. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon in Hilchos Shabbos. So how is it that our Mishnah is quoted La Halacha? Our Mishnah is quoted La Halacha, but Rashi says this Mishnah is assuming Darvish Shein Miskavin Osir. This Mishnah, meaning the fact that you can't put all the ropes in your hand at once, that's quoted La Halacha in Hilchos Kelayim. But 1 second, it's Darvish Shein Miskavin Osir is only quoted to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what the Gilan Hashas, Rabbi Kiveegi here just says, look at Rashi later on in Daf Kuf Mem, where Rashi says on a Mishnah there that, oh, it's Stama Ki Rebbe Shimon. Stama Ki Rebbe Shimon, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Amid Aleph, where Rashi says you could take things in a basket, even though there are some holes in the basket and things might fall out of the basket, and Zoreh, right, or sifting might happen, right? Aval Pisha Motz Nofel Me'elav Rabbi Shimon Davar Davar Shem Skavin Mutter. The Mishnah's like Rabbi Shimon. So is the Rabbi Kiva Eger, you don't always know what he's trying to be Meir, but maybe he's trying to say how could two stum of the Mishnahs, one be like Rabbi Shimon, one be like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe that's the Tzarech Ian on Rashi. But the question is that we could ask is the Riff and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch all quote this in Hilchos Kelayim that you can't take a bunch of ropes leading in animals, put it into your hand at once, cause an issue of Kelayim. But if it's only Rabbi Yehuda Davar Shem Skavin, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the Rambam, the Riff, and the Shulchan Aruch should paskin mutter. So the Ran gives one answer. The Ran right here on Daf Chafei says, maybe the Riff only quotes this Mishnah, this pshat of the Gemara in order to explain the Mishnah. But he's not really paskining. Oma shehevia Rav Afasi Zal, hach sugya. Chafeim and Aleph and Dafi Arif. Lo hevia elo lefrusha lamas nisan. To ha'kaim alon darvish nimes kavin mutter. V'yafil linin kelayim. And don't tell me kelayim is different. We paskin darvish nimes kavin is butter in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Kelayim. How do you know you paskin that way in Hilchos Kelayim? Because the Mishnah in Kelayim says so. Where's the Mishnah? So even if you never learn Maseches Kelayim, we had it earlier in Maseches Shabbos. Back on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara there quoted the Mishnah of those sellers of clothing. The sellers of clothing who have to model their clothing in order for people to want to buy it. So what do? They wear their suits. They wear this clothing in order to make it look nice so people could buy it. So 1 second, what if that's Kelayim? What if the begadim that they're wearing is shanis with each other? So the Mishnah says that the Gemara quotes earlier, on Chavtes Amabez, the Mishnah in Kelayim says that Mochrei Ksus, Mochrin Kedarkon, the people who sell clothing could sell in their normal way. Meaning, Rashi says there, Ksus shel kilayim lov shobashuk, kedei lahar oso lamochro. In order to model it so people could buy. The lo asra Torah el levisha, sheilis chamim, kedarkon alovshim, ve'ala dumi de levisha. Right, and therefore, this is not asra mishum kilayim. As long as the person who's modeling the clothing, if it's cold outside, he doesn't have kavana while he wears it to keep warm. Or if it's raining, he has kavana to get protection from the clothing also. If that's true, then that's usher. That's usher because that's davar ha-miskavin. But if it's along, it's not miskavin, it's not going to be usher. So the Ran says, we paskin even in Hilchos Kelayim, davar shein miskavin is mutter. So how could this Mishnah be brought la-alacha by the Riff? The Riff doesn't mean it. The Riff is just using it, bringing it to explain the Mishnah. So that itself is a dachuk because the Riff never generally does that. The Riff always quotes only things that are halacha l'maisa, and that doesn't explain for the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch also quote this halacha that you can't put all the ropes from the camels in your hand. And if that's based on Davar Shein Miskavin Osir, that's a problem. So what are the other answers given to this question? The Shulchan Giborim, right there on the side of the Riff, the Shulchan Giborim says, V'im kein l'didon d'kaimelon b'chola Torah kula, Davar Shein Miskavin mutter hachashari. Right, it should be mutter in this case. So how do you answer the question? So he says, V'ein lomar davar l'davar kelayim Davar Shein Miskavin Osir, and he quotes this case of Mochrei Ksus. Ulatareitz kush yuzu. Right, to answer this question, says the, well, let's just focus on the potential answer that he gave. Maybe shiny kilayin darvashem is kind of an usher, so we said it doesn't work because of that Mishnah. The Meiri says, the question is, could you be mechalik somehow between the Mishnah of Mochrei Ksus and our Mishnah? I mean, could you say kilayim is different? By kilayim, maybe we paskin darvashem is kind of an usher by kilayim. Right, and that's why Rashi does not say this is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says it's like Darshim Miskaven. Also, again, the Lashon of Rashi, let's just go back for a second. Does Rashi say this is Lamanda Omar, Darshim Miskaven Asr? No. Vikasavar, Darshim Miskaven Asr. So maybe Rashi's trying to say by Kilayim, it's different. Even Darshim Miskaven is going to be Asr. The question is, what about Mochrei Ksus? What about that Mishnah that we just quoted? Can you say Kilayim is different, but somehow be Mechalik between that case and our case? So two ideas, one in the Rishonim and one in the Achronim. The Meiri, again, the Meiri requires more elaboration, but what does the Meiri say here? He asked this question, and the Meiri says, V'yirali, shahalacha hi umochrei ksus shiny. Right, really, it is halacha. We paskin in this case, when you take all the ropes of the camels in your hand, and it warms your hand, it's going to be aser mishum Kilayim. What do you mean? It's Darvashim Miskaven. Mochrei Ksus. They could wear their model, their clothing, and it's mutter. Mochrei Ksus shiny. She'ein halokchim koftzim, ela kisheroen es hamalbush al gabi adam. Over there, nobody's going to buy the clothing if you show it to them folded up. They have to see it on a mannequin. In those days, they didn't have mannequins. So you wore it. You're the traveling salesman. He put on the sweater so people could see it, how it fits on a person. And that's how he was able to get people to buy it. Right, so there it was impossible to do otherwise. Ein lokim koftsim ela kisharon es hamalbush al gabi adam. V'roim halimuso, they see how it fits. V'noam tchunaso, and how beautiful it is. Mikol tzad ad shebetoch mitoch riyasam him chomdim osam bekoftsim alav. You need to do that in order to be able to sell. So that's it. That's the end of the Meiri. What's the Meiri driving at? If something is usher, it's usher. Who cares that? Oh, is he saying it's a makom tzara gadol? So the Meiri needs to be explained. What does the Meiri mean? Because there's a tzarach that you have to do that. So maybe he's trying to explain that really that's a super davar sheinu miskaven. You have no kavana to get ano. Your kavana is purely to sell because you're not going to be able to sell it without that. Here, maybe your kavana is to lead the animals, but maybe you're also getting some hana from the rope. Meiri is not 100% clear, but that's what the Meiri focuses on, the fact that it's impossible otherwise. They are so pashtus that translates into something about your Kavana. If you look at the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Kilayim, right, that's what we're talking about here. Darvashim is coming in Hilchos Kilayim. The Beis Yosef quotes this problem and has another suggestion, again, why it would be different. What are you actually wearing? Ironically, says the Beis Yosef, by the Mochrei Ksus, that's less of a Levisha than our case of the rope. Why? Because you totally modeba the aser. Let's read it. He says, and you give a nira lisha taimo, bebresha sover, tahidolo yobash kilayim afi lo agabi asara afi lo lignoves a meches like a mandapalagba. If you have fitter of shimid over the Bashem is kavin mutter modeba the aser, if you're actually wearing kilayim, it's going to be aser, to kivachu lovish mamish a kilayim. Let's say there's another mission kilayim. You're wearing clothing because you only have to pay taxes if you pass by a toll on clothing that's in your suitcase. But if you're wearing clothing, you don't have to pay taxes. So they used to put on 10 shirts at a time. So what if those shirts are kilayim with each other? So is that a problem? Is that called a levisha? So the Mishnah says, yes, that's called a levisha. That's called a levisha. You want to wear it in order to get out of taxes. So, says the Beis Yosef, over there, you're lovish mamish kilayim, so you're going to violate lo tilbash, even if you don't have, whatever your kavan is, bein miskaven, bein shein miskaven loke. If you're actually doing what's halachically called a levisha, so then that is going to be usher, and you get malchus or derabanan. So he says, by the case of stealing, of trying to get out of the taxes, you want to wear it in order to not have to pay taxes. Or in the robe case, you're wrapping it around your hand. Why is Mochrei Ksus different? Aval Mochrei Ksus u Mochrei Ksus she'einam lovshim mamish hakilayim ela ma'alim osam aleim shelo kederech levisha. Maybe you're wearing it away. Sometimes we wear a jacket without putting in the sleeves. You wear it somehow in order to show it off, but there you're not. That's not called the levisha. So then kavana would make a difference. Says the Beis Yosef, if you're actually wearing kilayim, a real maisa levisha, then kavana doesn't make a difference. And that's our case, which again, it sounds like our case is like the case of the gonev es hameches, and not like mochrek sus, but that's his suggestion, because again, you have to figure out a chiluk between them. Say if it's an actual levisha kavanah, it doesn't matter. And therefore, by the goni v'samechas, that's an actual levisha. And this would be an actual levisha. Masha'en came, when it comes to the mochrek sus, maybe it was just reality, it wasn't worn totally, it was just drawn over the shoulders, and you have clothing on underneath, remember, by the mochrek sus. You have clothing on underneath. You don't have your own, this isn't the only clothing that you're wearing, and therefore, it might be different. Again, it's difficult, but that is what he suggests, and that would be saying that fundamentally kilayim davreshinim miskavin is usser. So again, back to the question that we started off with: how does the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rif quote this Mishnah if it's based on the sheet of davreshinim miskavin is usser? We don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So one answer the Ron says is the Rif only quotes it to explain the Mishnah. Okay, but the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch also quote it. Number two is kilayim is different because even davreshinim miskavin is usser. What about mochrek sus? That's not really a levisha. Little difficult. Or the Meiri said, there the kofsim really need to see it on you, and therefore it's different. Again, sarachian. But let's say there's a third pshat. Rashi's not really saying darvish miskavin asur. Rashi means something else. And sometimes we find this. What Rashi means, darvish miskavin asur, he means psikresha. Meaning, darvish miskavin is asur, but we know darvish miskavin is only if it might or might not lead to the malacha. But the second that it vade will lead to the malacha, we know that's called psikresha, and therefore it is asur, and that's what Rashi thinks. When you take the, and that's what Rashi is telling us, when you take the ropes in your hand and wrap it around your hand, and it's soft kind of rope, if you're going to get any warmth out of that, that's going to be asur. Right, and therefore, that's psikresha, that it would be usher. The question is then, so what about the mochrek sus case? Right, that's the question that all the Rishonim ask. All the Rishonim ask there on Daf Chavtes, so why is that case not a case of psikresha either? So if you look at Tosfos there on Daf Chavtes on the base, Tosfos there says, ubi'inyin delari psikresha, kigon shuhu lavush malbushim acherim. Our case, you have nothing on your hands, you wrap the rope around, so you're getting warm by the rope. You're getting hanos levisha. If you're wearing a shirt and a coat already, and you put another coat on you, what kind of hanos you're getting? Right? You're totally warm, you're totally cold, whatever it is. So Tosfos says, you have to say, that's not a case of psikresha, even though our case is a case of psikresha. The Ran, why did the Ran give this answer? Maybe it's the Ran Lashitasa. The Ran in Meseches Chulin, famous Ran. In the world of psikresha, the Ran says in Maseches Chulin, you don't say the concept of psikresha by isurei hana'a. Only his chiluk is between isurei hana'a and isurei achila. Says the Ran, lama bezam and alth and dafei rif. V'chitim psikresha who? What's he talking about? A case? He's talking about the sugya of recha. Let's say I walk by a place with chametz on Pesach. Chametz is aser ba'ana. So is that going to be usher for me? I don't have any kavana, but I'm going to smell it. Do you say psikresha when it comes to isurei hanah? Says the Ran Lessa, to le'inyin hanah vaday, afagav davi psikresha, sharya. It's mutter, and what does he quote? Mochrek sus, he quotes our case. So the Ran says in the Mochrek sus case, you can't say it's a case of psikresha, because that's an isurei hanah. You don't say psikresha by the Isra of Kilayim. That's the Ran Shitas. That's the Ran Lashitas. So here, he didn't say that it's going to be Usr Mishum Psikresha if you didn't have Kavana. That's why he has to say, really, it's Mutter. That's why Mochrek Sus is Mutter, because you don't say the kinds of Psikresha when it comes to Isuri Hana like Kilayim. Different than Tosfos. Tosfos, obviously, there Chavtes Mabes, Tosfos says that you do say Psikresha by Kilayim, and therefore you have to come up with a case. That's not psikresha. The problem is another Ran. There's another Ran that seems to apply psikresha because he gives a different answer. It's really the Ramban, but the Ran quotes it. The Ramban, fundamental Ramban on Kuf Yud Aleph, here in Masechta Shabbos. Why isn't, again, the Mochrek Sus case, why isn't that psikresha? You're wearing the clothing. So why is that a problem of psikresha? Says the Ramban. Umashihiti Rabbi Shimon. L'mochrek sus, l'bosh kilayim, mishum, t'lo asra Torah, ela malbush, shestamo lahana. Avo kashe'en lo mimenu hana, lav malbushu, ela masui ba'alma. Question, how to understand this Ramban. And it goes to the root of kilayim. Is shan is about the maisa levisha? Is it about shiyehe lovush kilayim? Again, we don't have time to go into that right now, but the Ramban says, there's no iser of kilayim if it's not a maisa levisha shelhana. If it's not a maisa levisha shelhana, it's not the iser of kilayim. Not a question of miskaven in a miskaven. When you put this, and maybe this is lundus behind what Tosva says, but probably not. Even if it's vada giving you hana, if the reason that you're putting it on, kavana plays a role in the act of shatness. If my kavana is not to get hana from it, let's say it's a big nafkamina. Let's say I'm in a store, I want to try on a suit, but it has shatness in it. It might have shatness. Am I allowed to try on the suit? I'm not trying it on to get pleasure from it. I'm trying it on to see if it fits. So maybe according to the Ramban, it would not be a problem, daraisa of shatness. That's the Ramban, and the Ran quotes this here on Shabbos, Kuf Yud Aleph, so therefore, that's a little tzorach Ian why the Ran says in Chulin, to putting these two Rans together would be a little difficult, because the Ran says that in Chulin to explain our case of Mochri Ksus, but this is another answer, that the Ran could quote from his great-grand Rebbe, the Ramban. But again, to summarize, again, the issue in our mishnah is based on the issue of the Isra of Kelayim. Rashi says it's based on Darshan Miskavin as Asr. The Ran says, what do you mean Darshan Miskavin as Asr? That's Rabbi Shimon. So this mishnah shouldn't be quoted lahalacha. So one answer is that maybe it's not quoted lahalacha really. It's just there to explain the mishnah, which doesn't work for the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulta Gibarim quotes, maybe Kelayim is different. How is it different? The Meiri gave one pshat, the Beis Yosef gave another pshat, or maybe our case is a case of Psik Reisha, that's the third pshat, and that's why it is a problem. What about the Mochrek Sus? Why isn't that Psik Reisha? So we have the different answers, pshatim of the Mefarshim. The Hashkafa behind shatness is also a big topic, not for us now. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Saseh Membeis, that the Komrei Avodah Zarah used to wear shatness, and that's why we can't. Again, how the Rambam describes many of the mitzvos related to Avodah Zarah, the Sefer HaChinuch connects it to the idea of creating new mixtures, like playing God, like the Ramban writes in Parshas Kedoshim on the Isser of Kilayim. But ultimately, it's a chok. The Gemara says in Yuma, it's a chok, and that's ultimately why we keep the mitzvah as well. Okay, we will stop here.